Thank you, Madam Chairman. Okay, now if you're not really sincerely happy, you're just happy because you've been singing, do you have a higher and grander vision for your life? Have all the accomplishments that you want to do in this lifetime, have you managed to get them all done? Your little bucket list, have you really filled it? Have you even thought about it? What makes you happy? It's really important because that's why we're really here. And I don't just mean in this church. I mean, that's why we're alive. God wants us to be happy. Infinite intelligence wants us to be happy so infinite intelligence can experience happiness. Does that make sense? It's all energy. Everything is energy. And the way I see it, like when we were having our healing stools down here, you could see the energy flowing. Now, the way I visualize it, the way it comes through my little pineal gland, my little acorn that's right behind my third eye, the way I see it is our energy is flowing clockwise and spirit energy is flowing counterclockwise. And we have this wonderful little vortex. It looks like the perfect storm, but it's all in control. And if we are happy, our vortex is glowing as brightly as the spirit one. If it's not, then it's very heavy and dark. Well, that means we're not doing our job, doesn't it? Think about it. How about your relationships? Do you really feel like that you could enhance your relationships with other people, with family members, with members of the church, with strangers who walk through the door up there? Would that make you happier? Maybe not. You might not like that person. You know, they may just have a vibration that absolutely turns you off. That is okay. If you find a vibration, you walk up to a person, you do not really care for that, their vibration, you say or you think, bless you, and back away. Because perhaps all they need in their life is to be blessed. They don't really need a conversation. All they really need is for someone to bless them. When we say bless you, what are we doing? We are grabbing some energy light out of that spirit vortex and bringing it and wrapping it around that person. When we sign a name onto one of those little pieces of paper for they go into the healing box, what are we doing? When we're writing their name, we have intention in our heart. We're sending through that intention, we're sending an energy light of love and we're putting it in the box. So we're giving it away. We're saying, I really can't heal this person. I'm not a doctor. I'm going to give it to God. Put the name in the box. The name gets blessed. But not just blessed by one person, blessed by everybody in this room. We're blessed by all the spirits in this room. And believe me, we have a lot of those. Pierre. I've got to read his name, pardon me. Pierre Teilhard de Chardin told us that love is the agent of universal synthesis. Love is the agent of universal synthesis. What I think he's saying is that love ties everything together. And when love is absent, everything falls apart. Doesn't that make sense? It's kind of love is a shoelace. And if you tie it in a bow, it does its job. If you leave it flopping around, you're going to trip and fall. we can make a difference. You may think to yourself, when you read the newspaper, you might get depressed. Or listen to the evening news, you might get depressed. And you think, what can I do? How can I help? How can I make this better? Well, I want to tell you a true story that just happened, hot off the press, from Virginia Beach, Virginia. A little girl by the name of Adrianna Harris, who was after school, and one of her little friends, her little schoolmates, this child is 10 years old, saw this little boy cutting himself, cutting his arms with a razor blade. She looked around into different rooms. I mean, she ran around trying to find a teacher. There was not a teacher to be had. There was one there. So she went up to him and she said, you cannot do that. You will hurt yourself. You would kill yourself. You've got to stop. And he just kept cutting. So she grabbed that razor blade away from him, found the trash can in front of the gymnasium, and threw it away. And that was the end of that for that day. They went home. But it bothered her all night long. And she thought to herself, he really needs some help. So she went to her guidance counselor. And the guidance counselor went to the principal. And Adrianna Harris got suspended. Okay, I'm not saying school boards are real bright. Just trying to live by rule. So they made this rule that says if a student brings a weapon into the school, they are suspended. Period. Amen. Zero tolerance. Zero tolerance for a 10-year-old. Hello. Just how bright is that? Zero tolerance. So they suspended her. So her mother and her father got on the telephone, tried to reach people at the school, and they would not return their calls. Finally, the mom said, I've had enough of this. This is not fair, because she also got a letter saying that her daughter was not only suspended, but she was possibly going to be expelled. Thank you. I couldn't think of the word. She was going to be expelled. But that's just not right. Not right in anybody's book. So she went to the TV. She went to Wavy 10 and the man from NBC got someone's attention on the school board, needless to say, because other people from the TV station started calling principal, calling the school. Then they put it on Twitter and on Facebook. There were hundreds of irate people in Virginia Beach forcing this school board to make a special meeting because she was going to be suspended for at least 10 days because the school board wasn't scheduled to meet for 10 days. But they changed their mind. And they met earlier. And they finally said, well, you know, the reason that she could have been expelled was because she had a deadly weapon in her hand. And the little girl told the school board, I didn't wave that around. All I did was I was afraid, and there was no way to call 911. There was no teacher around. So I threw it away. And if it happened again, I'd do it again. This is one gutsy little 10-year-old. I love her. I've never met her. So the school board immediately said she could go back to school the next day. It took them a little while, not right then. Finally, a day or two later, when the TV station was talking to the school board again, they heralded her as a hero, which she is. Adrianna Harris is a hero. At 10 years old, I'm just so proud of her, I could just cry. But what does that prove? That proves that love trumps bureaucracy. That's what that proves. That's the moral of this story. of it, just one kind word, can completely change somebody's life. Completely. And if when you walk up to somebody and a kind word totally escapes you because really you could care less about that person or you don't like that person. So kind words are hard to come by. You're a spiritualist. Deep in your soul, you can reach in your soul and you can find a divine spark. And you can dwell on that divine spark in your mind, and you will be sending love to that individual. And because thoughts are things, you are actually sending a thought of love. When someone you don't like is not feeling well, put their name in the healing box. Because you're doing several things here. You're doing all that healing that we discussed earlier, but you're also healing yourself and you're healing a relationship. Even though you don't want to say, go up to that person and say, I'm so sorry you feel bad and I'm so sorry we've had bad relationships. You're taking the first step in healing the relationship. You're being a good spiritualist is what you're doing. Simple, simple act of kindness. Well, I have another little story for you. And that is that Mr. Jones was expanding his business. So he moved his store to a much larger space. And his best friend wanted to send him some flowers to celebrate this great success. So he did, and he had the florist deliver these flowers. And the little note said, rest in peace. Needless to say, Mr. Jones was a little upset. And he called the florist really mad. And he said, sent over a funeral bouquet to my new store that says rest in peace. The florist, must have been a spiritualist with a sense of humor, said, sir, I'm really sorry. And I can understand why you're angry. But would you please just take a moment and consider how the family feels at a funeral today with a card that says, congratulations on your new location. Thoughts are things. There's an advertisement for, I think it's a telephone service, where these little children keep saying, you know, I went to mom and dad and I asked for a pony because the kid next door got a pony. And Bobby down the street got a swimming pool and my mother said, we're not the neighbors. And so when my girlfriend got this new Barbie doll, my mother said, we're not the neighbors. Really doesn't matter what they do. Your net happiness hinge exclusively on your thoughts. Hinge exclusively on your thoughts. Because thoughts are things and you create your world. There's a poet, a Roman poet by the name of Ovid, O-V-I-D. I'm not sure I'm saying it right. Never met the man. He said that you should always have your hook baited in the pool you leap to think there will be a fish. Isn't that cool? I mean, that's like chop wood, carry water. It's really, really wonderful. You should always have your hook baited in the pool you think will you least think there will be a fish. We never know where our next miracle is going to come from, where our next joy in life is going to come from. I get a couple of, I get a lot of emails that are inspirational each day. One of them I get is from Neil Donald Walsh. I think you all recognize his name. And I'd like to just read this to you, and you personalize it. You put your own name right here. On this day of your life, I believe God wants you to know that your light is seen, your heart is known, your soul is cherished by more people than you might imagine. If you knew how many others have been touched in wonderful ways by you, you would be astonished. If you knew how many people feel so much for you, you would be shocked. You are far more wonderful than you think you are. Rest with that. Rest easy with that. Breathe again. You're doing fine. More than fine. Better than fine. You're doing great. So relax and love yourself today. And taking God's love, and right now, take it in because you deserve it. Bless you.
Our speaker today is Dr. Rob Thompson. He holds his PhD in ritual performance studies from the University of Maryland and is an experimental artist with his own educational and professional theater company in Trenton, New Jersey. He has conducted extensive research on historical and contemporary spiritualism, including 2 years of research with the congregation here at CSE. Through participation, observation, and interviews, Rob explores how ritual performances develop new kinds of experimental knowledge in participants and expands the perceived limits of human potential.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters in spirit. Might be a little husky of voice this morning. I was demonstrating how to vocally connect to a character.